This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Just in general, we'll formulate a plan for having increased participation from those guys over the course of the week, and we'll let the amount of that participation and the quality of that participation be our guide in terms of potentially including them. Those people are George Pickens with his hamstring, Deshaun Elliott with his hamstring, Larry Ogunjobi with his groin.
Pickens looked good running around today from what we saw from practice. It's up at 93.7thefan.com, my Twitter page, Jeff Hathorn's Twitter page, Malzi's Twitter page. Go check them out. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I should have done that 11 minutes ago. Talking Steelers, Ravens, Mike Tomlin says it's all hands on deck. We got to go all out to win a division. And we've talked today about if this would make their season, if they won a division. I put it in these terms. It's a good season if the Steelers win the division and win 12 games, even if they don't win in the playoffs. Malzi disagrees with that. Crowley vehemently disagreed with that to the point where he said if they lost a playoff game, Tomlin should be fired. He won't, but if he were calling the shots, he would fire Mike for losing another playoff game, even after winning the division and sweeping Baltimore. 412-928-9370. Jerry Dulac reports that Pickens isn't expected to play in this game, even with him doing exercise off on the side, running around, going through individual drills at practice. How do you make up for that loss? Here is my advice. I would not only just give him the ceremonial or symbolic nod of being the starter, I would actually treat him as a starter, and that guy would be Jaylen Warren. I think that's one club in the bag that we haven't really seen. Najee always starts the game. They start slow. So let's start removing some of the variables that caused them to start slow offensively. How about a running back who fumbled the ball against Philly and put in the guy who only had 5 touches in the game against Philly, which is, yes, I know they only ran 11 plays in the second half, but that is still an embarrassing display by Arthur Smith as far as knowing his talents and players with George Pickens out, that a guy that is as multifaceted as Jaylen Warren only touched the ball 5 times, and after Harris got benched, they went with Cordarrelle Patterson at running back, Chris.
May I offer another? I'm with you on that one because the guy's more explosive. I think it's not even so much that he's more explosive as a runner. He is. He's more explosive when he catches the ball. I understand that Harris has even had a couple nice catch and runs, but just everything Warren does happens fast, and that's what they need. How about this as a suggestion? You want a starting point? Don't be absolutely ridiculous as far as predictable tendencies-wise. I'll give Derek Bell another pop here, the guy who does all the film breakdowns. Donnie's had him on before. They did 25 shotgun
snaps. And just for the record, do we know for sure that it's not the former Pirate?
Yes, D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
And you might laugh and say, "That's why would you even say that? I'm not being glib." Steve Palazzolo was a baseball player who became a football announcer. I'm just saying it has happened
yes,
before.
A man who quit baseball to go work on a houseboat is crunching NFL tape for one team in a very niche position.
I mean, they're Steelers fans all over the world, Chris. You'd be shocked at the people
that
root
for the
Steelers.
Hey, it's me, former Pirate Derek Bell. I didn't want to play baseball anymore, but you know what I do want to do? Break down cover two.
It sure didn't seem like baseball was a passion or a hobby for him. He quit to go live on a boat like an actual pirate.
Hey, Steelers fans. It's me, Derek Bell. I'm done hitting singles, but let's talk single high safety looks.
Yeah. All right, so now that we know it's not him.
So Derek Bell has this. This is one of the things I think that the Steelers could stand to do to give themselves a better chance, minus Pickens. Listen to how predictable they were. He charted all 41 offensive snaps, 25 from the shotgun. They ran the ball just twice out of the shotgun. 92% of their shotgun plays were passes.
Okay, how about when they were under center?
They ran 16 plays. Only three of them were passes.
So they gave it away before the ball was even snapped with their
80% of their plays under center were runs, and 92% of their plays in the shotgun were passes. You cannot be that predictable.
Yeah, you got to try to trick teams when your best player is out.
It's inexcusable, by the way, that they did that period. It's even worse that they did that for Philly and just made it even easier on Vic Fangio. You've got to try to show some tendency breakers.
One thing Tomlin did not BS about when he talked, the Ravens have had an evolution defensively with Dean Pease. Since Mr. Pease took over, they have actually been one of the best defenses in the NFL, especially against the pass. They were horrible against it. They were the worst in the league when they came in here. Since they've given up the third fewest passing yards, they've given up the fewest passing yards per pass attempt, and they've been the number one total defense in the NFL since that game. They held Jalen Hurts to 118 passing yards. They held Herbert to 218. If you don't have Pickens, you're not going to be able to throw the ball on them. So that's why I'm saying more Jalen Warren, please, in this game. 412-928-9370. Here is Rich down in, I think, Virginia. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Rich, it's always great to talk to you, man. Thanks for calling us again. You're the best.
Well, thanks. Hey, Tomlin should have been gone 5 years ago, Camp, and you just touched on it 1 second ago because my issue with him is he doesn't change anything up. For years, we've been watching him punt from the 40-yard line and not work. For years, we've been watching him stack the box when we have fourth and inches, we go in a shotgun. When we have third and two, we go for a bomb. When we have third and 12, we throw it a yard behind the line of scrimmage. It's the same thing. He mismanages timeouts. He mismanages replays. The man doesn't learn from his mistake. He's like having Usain Bolt run sprints with a parachute on his back. He doesn't maximize the talent of our players.
So wait a minute. Hold on, though, Rich. I got to stick up for him in this respect. You don't think he's maximizing the players he has this year?
No. When you blitz on second down and one, And you get a sack.
Okay, but I'm saying big picture. They're in first place.
Because it's the same thing over and over.
Rich, can I offer a rebuttal here? Rich, hold on. His two quarterbacks this year, to be fair to him, one was discarded by the Bears because they couldn't wait to get their hands on Caleb Williams after being, I think, 10-28 and 38 starts there. The other guy got punted out of Denver because the head coach, who has a very good offensive reputation, could not stand him. And signed here for the veteran minimum. They're 10-4, man. They're 10-4. You can't say he's getting less out of his players this year.
We don't know what he's getting because when he goes no huddle, he lets Russell line up, spread the field, call some plays from the line of scrimmage, get in the moment of the game. When I see them doing that, when I see them throwing over the middle on first down, when I see them doing those things.
Rich, what would Bill Belichick's record be with this team?
I think Bill Belichick would have us two more Super Bowls, particularly going back to the Killer
Bee days. I'm saying this year's team.
This year's team? I don't think Belichick would have – I don't think we'd have lost the Cleveland game, the first one. I don't think we'd have lost the Dallas game.
So you would have them – he'd have them at 12-2 right now instead of 10-4.
And playing for a bye. That's
okay.
Right.
Thank you, Rich.
Did Rich watch the last couple of years of Bill Belichick with a former MVP, admittedly a shell of him?
I slam the guy when it's deserved, but I just think it's wild right now, given the fact they're in first place and a win away from winning a division and ousting Baltimore and Cincinnati this year, that there are a lot of fans who feel that way, that he's underachieving this season, that he's getting less with more. The roster he has, he's getting less with more. I get it. He has a big say in the roster.
His defense, when his defense plays poorly and they're healthy, you should say like he's getting less out of them than he should. Like individual games, yeah. you can be frustrated.
Absolutely.
But I don't think there's any way to look at their offense writ large with who they have running it or who they've had running it. And some of the, you know what else is something I think he actually deserves some credit for? I know we gave Broderick Jones a ton of flack. He's had multiple offensive line starters get injured this year, and they are starting slowly but surely to turn into a decently reliable unit.